104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:07, up to 41 today, 28 right now. Our poll question today, who is the most likely to be elected to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Pink, Justin Bieber, Kelly Clarkson, Usher, Britney Spears, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry. Pink running away with it. Running away. 69% of the votes all going for Pink. Comments on our Facebook, too. All pretty much Pink. Except for the one dude who goes, oh, they all suck. Eh.
Why even bother commenting?
Okay. And then Autumn just commented, Justin Bieber, really? He shouldn't even be on the list. Considering it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I'd say Pink is the best choice. Well,
once again,
Michael Jackson is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm not saying Justin Bieber is as good as Michael Jackson. I'm just saying they're the same genre.
Yes.
Public Enemy.
Hip-hop music.
Public Enemy is going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. So, rock and roll, like, you know, I wouldn't say that the Foo Fighters are rock and roll. They're rock.
Right.
Or whatever, you know. I mean, the titles, the names, they change, you know. You know, well, the Smashing Pumpkins should never go in because they're alternative. They're not rock. You know. It's
all under the same genre.
Basically, it's popular music that never crossed over to that is not country, and country that never crossed over,
mm-hmm.
like if Willie Nelson or Johnny Cash is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I believe.
I would think he probably is.
If he's not, he should be.
And another one that I would think that should be.
Johnny Cash is in the Rock and Roll Hall
Garth
of Fame.
Is Garth Brooks.
I don't know about that.
I would definitely put him
in
there.
The thing is, Johnny Cash was part of the Sun Records, you know, with Elvis. I mean, he goes way back.
Right, that's true.
So, I mean, he wasn't as pure country as Garth Brooks is. So, the only other country one I can think of that could be in there is Willie Nelson.
Shania Twain?
No.
Crossover?
No. She's not worthy of it anyway.
But she's high on the list of selling more than 10 million
album sales. Does not mean you're going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Iron Butterfly sold 30 million copies of Inagata De Vita in 1968. They're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Inagata De Vita, honor. I never even heard that song until it was like in one of those Time Life music from the 60s or classic rock, blah, blah, blah.
Did you buy that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Good hell no. I just saw the commercial 17 times a day when I was in high school. According to a new survey by a website called MoneySupermarket.com, 1 in 6 people regret how much they spent on their ex while they were still together.
Oh.
Spending money on presents for their ex was the main cause for regret. 39% of people with regrets said they ended up breaking up with their ex soon after exchanging the gifts. More than 1 in 3 women, 35%, said the main reason for regret was that their ex wasn't worth the money they spent.
Oh, man.
Imagine that. A scorned woman after you break up. He didn't deserve that camera.
Okay.
Actually, there's a camera I bought that I wish I had back. Back in the day. People in new relationships said they're going to be careful about how much money they spend on holiday gifts. Men who've been dating someone for less than 3 months plan to spend about $60. Women plan to spend $35. I would say 35 is probably a better dollar amount. Guys tend
to
overdo
to
it. Guys tend to overdo it.
Yeah.
Even dating for 10 minutes, it's like, I'm going to buy you a diamond necklace cost $10,000.
Where's him at? Where's that guy?
Where's him at?
Yeah.
Where him at?
Well, where's he at?
Do you realize that was a 2-year-old sentence?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Where's he at?
Actually, you might know him.
I know him?
I'll tell you about him off the air.
Oh.
See if you know him.
Okay.
You might.
Hmm.
This is going back to high school.
Oh, I might know him then.
You might know him. There's a chance you know him.
Okay.
Not for sure, but there's a chance. He may even ask you out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now I can't wait till we get off the air.
I don't know.
So you can tell me.
friends of mine from high school know exactly who I'm talking about. Anyway.
Okay.
Sorry to inside joke you to death there, but... we have got Hunter Hayes on the way next. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:21, up to 41 today. It is 28 now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I always wanted to meet somebody like you. Not you, but somebody like you.
So it seems the definition of a home-cooked meal is really shifting as we get lazier and lazier. This is something we talked about not too long ago.
Oh, we had a big fight about it.
In a new survey, only 19% of parents say they cook dinner every night. And that's pretty low. Doesn't even tell the whole story.
19%?
Cooking clearly means different things to different people.
Mm.
27% of people say that putting a frozen pizza or chicken nuggets in the oven counts as cooking. 25% say heating up a can of beans would count as cooking. 20% say microwaving a frozen dinner counts as cooking. And 9% have tried to pass one off as something they cooked from scratch. How can you pass a frozen dinner off as being cooked from scratch?
There's no way.
There's no way. And if you did, they would think you were the worst cook in the world.
Or that you're dumb.
One or the other.
For believing it.
Yeah.
All I'm going to say about this is that the definition...
I put meat in it!
The definition
uh-huh.
of cooking is...
I put meat in it!
That's not the definition. Is to heat it up.
Uh-huh. So, microwaving a frozen dinner is cooking.
According to the definition.
Okay.
According to the definition.
Okay, so when I throw chicken nuggets and sweet potato fries in the oven for the kids...
Yum.
That's cooking?
According to the definition.
By the way, I'm addicted to sweet potato fries.
I love sweet potato fries.
We always have them in our freezer now. We're out right now, though. I guess we don't always.
For some reason, the girls don't like them. I don't know what the deal is. But I love them. I love sweet potatoes.
Kids like them. I love them. I don't really like sweet potato. Like at Thanksgiving, there was some sweet potato casserole of some kind or whatever. But I didn't really dig that. But
since I lived in Georgia for 3 years, I am a big sweet potato fan.
But So you will still contend that making a microwave dinner is cooking.
I am stating a fact, not my opinion. The fact is that cooking, according to the definition, is heating up a food item.
Okay.
It's heating it up.
I put meat in it!
I was really mad when I said that.
Like on the verge of a psychotic break, I think.
No, it wasn't that, but I was...
I put meat in it!
I had a little attitude going on there.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen very often where I get the when I'm speaking.
I cooked goulash the other night.
Did you put meat in it? Saturday night.
Yes, I did. Now, one of the ingredients was a can of spaghetti sauce.
Mm-hmm.
However... There was also the...
Oh, what? You didn't make it from scratch?
Not the sauce, no. There was...
I thought you only make spaghetti sauce by scratch.
It wasn't spaghetti. It was goulash.
So?
Are you going to shut up and listen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It had that. It had a couple cans of tomato soup.
Uh-huh.
Was the sauce base, whatever. Mm-hmm. I crushed a clove of garlic into
fancy.
It. I, of course, cooked the pasta. There, we also added sweet corn, a bag of frozen sweet corn to
yummy.
It.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's borderline cooking. I mean, it was basically a bunch of already ready ingredients, with the exception of the hamburger and the noodles, were the only things that
were cooked.
I chopped up an onion and a green pepper.
How is that not cooking?
I guess that was cooking. I didn't make all of it from scratch, but...
I don't believe that anybody has time to make everything from scratch.
No. It's just the definition of cooking.
The definition of cooking is to heat it up.
Yeah.
That's the definition of cooking.
Okay.
Oh, you're talking about us doing different acts of it.
But real cooking.
Who has time to make everything like that? Nobody does.
I'm not... See, you're assuming I'm judging you because you don't cook everything from scratch. I'm not. I am not judging. You know,
but I'm not a box.
We made cooker. Easy Mac for Jackie last night.
Right. I'm not a box cooker though. I don't like making the hamburger helper type stuff.
Yeah,
because
sometimes
it's full of sodium.
You cook, and sometimes you're heating up food
because it's full of sodium and. Okay. Bleh. And so I don't do that. When I cook, it's meat, it's potatoes.
I put meat in it.
And vegetable.
And you know, some cooking is so easy and lazy, it's ridiculous. Like just throwing a roast in a crock pot with some potatoes.
It's so good, though.
Oh, yeah. It tastes like the greatest from scratch meal ever.
But, I know.
And it's so easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yet it tastes better than like my goulash that I made that was a lot more work.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. But, okay. We're going to rephrase the question a little
gonna
bit.
We're going to fight about this again.
It'll be a little easier on you, I think.
Okay.
Is heating up a frozen dinner in the microwave cooking?
By definition, yes, but by my standards, no.
Okay. Well, that's what we're talking about, okay. Not by definition.
I'm just saying that's what the definition is.
Of course,
is.
There's an exact dictionary definition of everything. Doesn't make
I don't think so.
The interpretive definition. You don't think there's a dictionary definition for everything?
No, I'm just saying I don't think so. Okay. Like that's
well, 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com.
New music. This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
It is Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. 8:40. Topping out at 41 today. A little bit warmer.
Can we just play that song again?
Maybe I'll get out of shoveling my sidewalk.
Maybe.
Didn't quite get around to it. The last couple of days with Crystal in the hospital, but
yeah.
If you didn't hear earlier, everything's cool, everything's fine, no worries. But just a little brief scare there. If you want the whole story, listen to the podcast later today. You will do a podcast today.
I will do a podcast because okay.
We got called out on that.
Well, here's the deal: podcasts. We only do them when they're both of us are here
because it's not really worth podcasting if we're not.
It's pretty boring.
Anyway,
it's just one of us.
Is putting a microwave dinner in the frozen dinner in the microwave and heating it up cooking? Yes or no?
I do not think so. My personal opinion.
But according to the definition,
in the dictionary, it would be
anything that gets heated up. In fact, we're cooking ice out on the
do
parking
lot. Do I
talk
like that?
Well, you do whine from
that
time
was
to time.
Not whining, and when I was saying what it was, the
that
definition
was not whining.
You know, I missed you till you came back.
Char is on the phone. How are you, Char?
Pretty good.
So, is making a microwave dinner considered cooking?
Well, I guess I kind of do both, you know. My kids sometimes won't eat some of the stuff I make, but I consider it chefing rather than cooking when I make everything from scratch.
Okay, there's a way of kind of putting it.
I agree completely.
Chefing versus
yes.
cooking?
Yes.
See, sometimes I will make lasagna and I do use a canned tomato paste for the base. But mm-hmm. then I put in all the spices and everything else to make it sauce. But if I'm lazy, I will use spaghetti sauce.
But, and to be honest and fair, Mel, my spaghetti sauce that I make, it is tomato paste in a seasoning packet.
Yeah, you don't make it from scratch.
It's not scratch from tomatoes, no. But it's still more put together than using a can opener and pouring.
I'm sorry, I like the taste of it, and that's how I make it.
And that's fine.
Because I don't have time
for it. But it's not
it.
Cooking.
It's not chefing. Spaghetti is still a form of chefing.
It is not.
I put meat in it.
I think even the chefs use canned tomato paste and that sort of thing.
Oh, I know they do. Well, a lot of the chain restaurants, your marinara or Alfredo sauce came out of a bag or a can.
Yeah.
You know. It's just really good out of a bag or a can stuff. That's all. Thank you for the call, Linda.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All you got to do is put meat in it, and it's cooking. It's all you have to do.
Well, I cooked the meat. I put meat in it! How many times are you going to play that?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Ashley's on the phone. How are you, Ashley?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Pretty good.
Good. See, at my house, there's a difference between cooking and baking.
Okay.
Well, baking is completely different.
Like when we're baking, when we're making a frozen pizza, we call it cooking. But if I'm going to make something like completely from scratch, we call it baking.
Oh, okay.
Well, now,
would you stop with the dictionary, Mel?
No.
I get what she's saying.
Hold on.
It's just like the last gal said about chefing and cooking. They're just using a different word.
No.
I was positive you were going to say, well, the dictionary says.
I agree with her on the cooking part, but baking to me is not making lasagna. You bake it there, but when I think baking, I think, hold on.
There's cookies and stuff
and pies.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, but you bake a lasagna.
Well, you do bake lasagna, but.
That's what the dictionary says. If it was in enough and it was baked.
I'm just saying that when I think baking, I think like what my mom makes a whole crap load of pies.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and like because both my parents grew up in California. And so when they moved here, they had no idea what a hot dish was because they always called it casserole.
Oh, yeah.
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 And so it's just, I think it kind of is almost because we live in the Midwest.
Yeah, it's a Midwestern thing. But then
cultural,
a lot of my friends in college considered baking something completely different altogether. So, well, thank you for the call, Ashley.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks. Have a good morning.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
They did.
I got a text from my friend Mike who said, if you're under 22 and or in college, yes. If you're married or have kids, no, it's not cooking.
That's another good way of putting it.
Yeah.
Because anything that you can eat is cooking when you're young and broke.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And I still hang on to my ramen noodles. I can't let them go. It's my weekend lunch.
I want to eat them, but I just know how bad they are for you, and so I just can't do it anymore.
Yeah, because I'm sure Coke Zero is the healthiest thing in the world you could possibly be drinking. Yeah, so is water. How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel? It is 8:53.
I put meat in it.
Topping out at 41 today. Congratulations on your cooking.
Thanks. I don't even need to be here. You can just keep playing my my sound.
Well, it's the quote of the day whenever you're not here.
Nice.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, did you hear about One Direction yesterday?
What about them?
There was a story that they had turned down a endorsement deal for condoms.
Oh, yeah, I did. I heard about that.
Now, there wasn't a lot of detail as to whether or not they were just endorsing an existing brand or if they were going to have their own brand or what the deal was. But they decided against it based on the fact that their fans were a little too young for that kind of thing. Probably a smart idea.
Could have been, I guess, either way.
No? That would have brought a lot of heat on them.
It might have.
It would have been a lot of negative publicity.
Yeah.
Nobody's upset that they're not doing it. They could have been upset that they are.
Right.
So, no, it was the smart move. But I was just wondering, what could some of the slogans been like in the commercials? So I came up with a few.
Oh, goody.
So you don't catch that one thing. They even work on little things. Harry has one, so should you. No STD, no ST1Ds. That one I shouldn't do that one on the air. Okay. They roll on One Direction.
That's awesome.
And Taylor Swift still isn't pregnant. That was all I had. But could have made for some good commercials.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. There was a study in the January issue of the American Journal of Preventive Medicine claims a TV in the bedroom raises the child's risk for obesity. The study analyzed information on 369 kids between 5 and 18 who underwent body scans to determine the amount of fat mass they had. Children with a TV in the bedroom were about twice as likely to have high levels of fat mass.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Kids with a TV in their room were also more likely to have a large waist circumference measurement. So in other words, they were lazy. They sat in the room and watched TV all the time. Is having a TV in the bedroom that bad?
The girls have had one in their rooms.
Yeah, Jackie does. And the main reason is because if there isn't something to basically attract her attention, she will play all night long.
Right. You know, with the girls, it was mainly, I want to watch my show. So you go in your bedroom and watch your movie in there.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. But right now, currently, neither of them have a TV in their room because the new house has like a living room and like a family room. Mm-hmm. So there's TVs in each room now.
Oh, okay.
So still the same scenario, just one's not in the bedroom.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess, I don't know.
I get it, though. I get what they're saying.
So long as, you know, you don't let them sit and watch it all the time. I mean, they could have that and still, you know, play.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them sit and veg out all the time.
Yeah, I mean, a limited amount of time.
I mean, sometimes Jackie will be vegging too long and we're just like, no, it's time to do something else.
Yeah.
Shut it off. And the thing is, half the time when she does have the TV on, she's not even paying attention to it. She's running around. She's playing.
Right.
And it's not even like hooked up to cable or anything. It's just her DVDs. Player.
Yeah.
So anyway, I guess we'll find out in another 10 years if Jackie's obese, then we can blame us for letting her have a TV in her room. Hot 104.7.com